This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking a look at fall fishing, and we have news about a hike and bluegill fishing at Pere Marquette State Park, and a chance to learn how to hunt. All this and more during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's program. As promised, the fall fishing season is nearly upon us, and things are looking good for these anglers. In fact, archers heading a field for deer, waterfowlers will soon occupy blinds, and squirrel hunters are finding better action. Still, anglers who have already set aside their fishing tackle until next spring may be missing out on some of the finest crappie fishing of the entire year. The months of October, November, and December generally bring excellent fishing for good-sized crappies. Oddly enough, with all this good fishing to be found, there are relatively few anglers who take advantage of the fall fishing opportunities. In fact, there are some times when smaller waters where an angler might be the only one fishing over the entire lake. But this lack of fishing pressure shouldn't be considered a measurement of success. It's possible that an autumn outing could bring some of the finest crappie fishing trips of the entire year. In fact, many autumn anglers now realize now is the time to grab a minnow bucket and try one more fishing trip before putting the tackle away for the winter. Biologists say that the number of downstate waters hold promise of good fall fishing. Illinois fisheries biologists suggest putting Wren Lake and Franklin and Jefferson counties on the list of fall fishing prospects. Wren Lake holds a large population of crappie. This past spring and summer has brought excellent fishing to these waters. Many veteran anglers expect to see more of this type of action coming from Wren Lake this fall. And reports from local bait shop indicate the good action has already begun at this location. Anglers are taking large numbers of quality crappies from some of the deeper brush piles. Carlisle Lake, too, has resumed its rightful spot as one of the Illinois' top crappie waters. The last couple of years has brought superb crappie action to this lake. Another good bet would be Crab Orchard Lake in Williamson County. This 7,000-acre lake regularly produces top-notch angling for fall crappies. And anglers shouldn't overlook Cedar Lake in Jackson County. While this lake has been known to hold large numbers of smaller crappies, anglers are beginning to see more and more larger fish being caught. And downstate anglers may wish to consider Kincaid Lake in Jackson County. Biologists say that reproduction has improved over the past few years, and anglers find good fishing for 1/2 to 3/4 pound crappies. Not to be overlooked is Coffeen Lake in Montgomery County. Anglers will find good crappie fishing at this state-managed cooling lake. Over the past several years, Coffeen Lake anglers have witnessed an improvement in the overall crappie population. There's little doubt that Coffeen will again offer plenty of good fishing this fall and winter. Springfield Lake is another top lake for crappie for downstate anglers to try. According to fisheries biologists, the Lake Springfield crappie fishery is looking good as autumn continues. And anglers can expect to find good fishing for quality crappies from these waters. In addition, good spawns mean good crappie fishing for several more years. And the list of good crappie waters goes on. Lakes like Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Litchfield's Lake Lee Yeager in Montgomery County, Lake Jacksonville in Morgan County, Raccoon Lake in Marion County, and Lake of Egypt in Johnson County are all top choices of the downstate crappie angler. Other locations like the Lower Kaskaskia River, the Smithland Pool on the Ohio River, and many of the backwaters of the Illinois and Mississippi rivers are also good choices for good fishing. Here's some more items of interest to local outdoor folks. In fact, if you're looking for information about bluegill fishing at Pere Marquette State Park, we have that information as well. In fact, bring the family to Pere Marquette State Park November 2nd for the park's free fishing and night hike program. Families can meet at 5:30 p.m. at the Pere Marquette Visitor Center for a brief program on fish. Then children can fish the pond adjacent to the Visitor Center. Beginning at 7:30 on both evenings, families can enjoy a program on owls and other creatures at night, and then take a night hike to listen for owls, followed by a hot dog and marshmallow roast around the campfire. And you can learn to hunt as well. The Illinois Hunter Recruitment Program provides free information about workshops and additional information on teaching adults participants how to hunt deer, turkey, squirrels, pheasants, ducks, geese, and other game. And over-the-counter sales for the remaining firearm deer permits will begin on October 15th. Permits will be sold until the quota is exhausted or until the close of the season, whichever occurs first. Individual hunters can purchase one or more permits beginning October 15th, subject to availability. For a list of the number of permits available following the final lottery drawing, check the IDNR's website at illinois.gov, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And the archery deer permits. Resident archery and antlerless-only deer permits are available over the counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. In addition, Illinois non-resident archery deer combination permits are available over the counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. The Illinois deer season is open through January 19th. That's the archery deer season, except it will be closed during both weekends of the firearm deer hunting. And CWD sampling will be offered again. Deer hunters statewide in Illinois are encouraged to allow samples to be taken on chronic wasting disease testing from adult deer they harvest. For a list of locations serving as sampling stations, contact your local IDNR office. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. We'll be back next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.